Hello?
Hello, hey, is it Jerry?
It's Jerry.
Hey, Jerry, this is Joe. How are you?
I'm fine.
All right, okay, well, you told me to give you a call in the morning. All right, like at 11. I'm here.
It was at 10.
Yeah, what was that?
It was at 10. No, go ahead.
All right, okay, well, I just wanted to confirm, like, I saw that the website is struggling a lot. They didn't even put up an SSL or anything like that, and the website's images or anything like that is not functioning very well. All right. So as
right.
That's my suggestion over to you that I suggested you earlier as well about the hosting, all right, because I did inform you, like, GoDaddy does not provide that kind of hosting that I was providing over to you, and I did quote you around, like, for 3 years straight, I was providing you for $600 with the SSL. If you can see, if you open the website yourself, you'll be able to see not secure coming up on the website. It means that if someone even searches the website, they will not be doing business with you as it is, you know, not secure. Or people
Okay, just hear me out. I understand all that you're saying. We had this conversation a while back. My thing is this, man, like I keep telling you, if this was told to me before I made a purchase with you all, then I would have went on to pay for it at the beginning. But when it comes to when y'all do it, how y'all did it, it seemed like y'all just trying to get more money for me to pay.
No, this is I never said that I need a lot of money or anything like that from you, correct?
I didn't say that. You had paid me no attention. I said if you had told me. Or when I first eventually paid for the service I bought for you all, that I had to pay for a host and pay for all this extra stuff, then I would have been doing that. But once I already paid for something, that's what I'm looking for to come to me is what I've been paid for. But it seems like I'm keep having to continue to pay out my pocket for additional things, and it's like, man, what's the money that I'm giving you? Where is that going? Like, I got a hosting and all this other stuff, man. It's just causing me a headache.
Of course.
Like I say, I have multiple businesses that I'm running. And me stopping and keep going on with just this one website with this one company, it's like, man, it's giving me a headache. Like I told you, I've been doing this for a while. I have a web page right now that's up online that I've been going for 3.5 years. But this web page right here, I paid a little bit more for because I was trying to get a feel out for you all. And like I said, I have other companies that I was going to build other websites for. But like I say, if I was told when I paid you all $1,100, if you had told me, hey, you also have to pay for a hosting through us. You also have to pay for content or whatever else it was. Then that would have been all right if I wanted to do this or not. But after I paid for the service, it seemed like now I'm still having to continue to pay for certain things. Like I say, I talked to you all about the hosting that I had when I first did it, and you told me it was fine. It will work with it. Don't worry. But now it don't want to work with it, and it's worse. Now I got to pay for another. Y'all want to pay for another hosting, and that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to pay for another hosting, and I already have one.
Well, the host that you have right now, that's what I'm saying. Well, the host that you have right now, all right, it's not showing your website anywhere on Google. All right, why if someone searches for you, you're not coming up, all right? Because the host that you're using right now is not providing you the accurate thing that a website requires. That is the reason it's showing not secure on your website.
Right.
It's giving a signal that this website is not secure. Don't do business with them and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And they will ask you to go ahead and buy the SSL separately. Well, I'm providing you with a full, complete hosting package for 3 years, not 3 years, make it 5 years from my side, all right? If you're facing issue with the pricing, I'll give it to you for 5 years of time with the SSL and a complete 1 or 2 years of website and host maintenance as well. So you can go ahead and make business. I'm not trying to go ahead and asking you for any kind of things that you were saying before, all right? I'm just letting you know, like, hey, your website is not functioning well, and if you don't take a good step, all right now, and if you don't take a backup of it, all right, Google will take it down, and then you have to go ahead and get the website again. That's what I'm trying to say to you.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying. You still not understand what I'm saying.
Well, I understand whatever you said, sir. And I'm with you on that.
That's what I'm saying. You just said whatever I said. Just listen. Listen to me. When I do business,
mm-hmm.
if you are up front with me about everything when we first initially do the business, then that's negotiable on me purchasing a different hosting. But this is what I'm telling you. When I first came over to you all, you all told me it didn't matter. As long as I had a hosting, it would be fine. But now, all of a sudden, it's not good with the hosting that I have. You mm-hmm. see what I'm saying? You
well,
tell me one thing, and then you try to wind up telling me another thing.
Well, I was not connected I was not connected over to you, all right, first. All right, I'm not sure who was your project manager and... All right, I just got connected, and I saw that the website is struggling, all right, and you will not be able to make business out of it because it's not showing correctly over there, all right, not even the video or anything like that is showing up correctly, and the images are taking time, and it's not showing the way it should be, all right, so that is the reason
right.
for my call. That is the thing, all right? I just wanted to go ahead and make better, yeah, just to go ahead on a good gesture, I just wanted to go ahead and let you know about it.
Right. But my thing is this, man. Like, I'm still trying to get you to understand. When we first initially did it, I told you I had a hosting, and you told me it was fine, that it would go up, it would work on that hosting. So you just, you know, like you said, you were the person that did the stuff for me, but that's the thing. Y'all should see who the person that sold me my product and go to them on how did they sell me my product. Because, like I said, if you was up front with me before I bought the product, then all what we're doing now, it wouldn't have no type of escalation, argument, or going back and forth about, because I'd be comfortable with the decisions that I made. So let me show you what I'm saying. I paid $1,100 for
mm-hmm.
the service I got with you all. Then I turn around and pay another $400 for content. Now I'm turning around and y'all want me to pay some more money for a better hosting. So my total fee, once I get finished paying, my total fee is going to be over $2,000, which I could have paid $2,000 in the first get-go for a package that I should have got before I eventually did.
Absolutely.
If I wanted to spend $2,000 on
it. You are
listen,
right.
If I wanted to spend $2,000 on a website. But that was my thing. I didn't want to spend that much money on this website because this company is not based off a website. I just wanted to see how good of a job you have to do with a website.
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely, you're right. Well, we give out our clients the suggestion and the recommendation, all right? If they do have a host, we'll go ahead and get the website up and running on your host. All right, but if they don't have it, then we go ahead and provide them. Well, the host that you have, if you can see that it's not giving you an SSL, nothing, all right? Nothing on it, all right? And even the website is not functioning well, all right? That's what I'm trying to say to you, all right? But
I understand that. I see that. I see my website is not functioning good. I understand it well. But my thing is this. You all told me that if I have a hosting, it was fine. It will work. This is what I'm saying. But
well,
now all of a sudden, I need to buy a hosting for you all.
Well, I think I did recommend it to you before you went on with GoDaddy. I did inform you that they will not be providing you the thing that I'm providing you right now, but you told me that I will see, and that is the reason we're here right now. talking about it all again. All
right.
What I can do
okay,
for you.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Sorry,
what
I can do
that's
for
what
you.
Me and you talked about. But
yes.
Listen to what I'm saying. When I initially did the thing for you all, when I initially did a package for you all, the guy that gave me my package deal told me, he asked me, did I have a hosting? And I told him, I don't know, I have to see. And he was like, that's okay. If you have a hosting, it will work. I told him I probably have the hosting with GoDaddy because my domain was with GoDaddy. And he said, okay, that'll be fine. We can check it out to make sure that it'd be proper for our web page. So this is what I'm talking to you about. I understand where you're coming from, but I just want you to understand where I'm coming from.
Absolutely, I do understand where you're coming from.
I know the website is not working. I know this.
Absolutely,
but
I do understand where you're coming from. Well, what I can do for you, just to go ahead on a good gesture, all right, just to be you and me, you and my company working together and to ensure that you're getting business, right, and your business is not getting affected. What I can do is I can see if I can just go ahead and provide you with any kind of discount. Will that work out for you?
See, that's what I'm saying. You're still pitching on me.
I'm not
behind another host.
Well, if you don't want to go with it, that's perfectly fine, but I'm just letting you know that the website that is online right now, it will not be bringing any kind of revenue at the moment because the SSL is not there from GoDaddy itself.
That's what I'm trying to get you to understand.
Well,
I know the website is not working.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not working. I talked to GoDaddy. GoDaddy told me the reason the website is not working because it have to go back in and be resubmitted. I don't know if he said the SSL that y'all doing, you have to resubmit it for everything to work properly. He said how y'all got it in there, you have to go back in and redo it for it to work properly. So I sent you all an email on how to reset it. But I guess I'll have to go and reset it and see what that'll take me. Because right now, man, like I said, I had a budget.
Mm-hmm.
I worked off a budget. So I had a budget on this website for this company. My budget is well over my budget on how much I was going to do a website for this company.
I understand.
I'm already $1,500 just on a website for just this one company. That's $1,500 that I did not predict to use on this company. So now it's another fee trying to be added on to the $1,500, if you understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. I understand. All right, well, that's not a problem. I just wanted to let you know about it, okay? Not a problem.
Okay.
All
right.
All right, well, do take care.
All right.